Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
We were talking about the W there for a second and how it was tough, you know, watching the success of the Valkyries this year, knowing Sacramento may not get another team. And we talked about how Vivek Rondadive may play a part in that, as the league might just not respect Vivek Rondadive and the way that he's run the Sacramento Kings organization. And you said, what the hell is going on in Chicago? That has been a poorly run organization from jump. I've had a lot of conversations with their owner, who is one of the most unique guys I've ever spoken to, who very recently called me and said, hey, I wanted to gauge Kara's interest in coaching the Chicago Sky. And I was like, okay. We can't offer her more money or anything like that. It's actually probably going to be a pay cut, but it is the WNBA. I was like, Michael, it is great to hear from you. She has no interest in leaving Duke, and she's not returning to the WNBA because it's the WNBA. Oh, are you sure? I think we got it. Michael, you just said to me you want her to take a pay cut. One, she's not leaving Duke. Two, what type of pitch is that? I'm sorry, sir. But it's great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you.
Good luck.
Wish you luck on your future endeavors.
He was the guy who called during her free agency and goes, well, I don't know. What do you guys want? It's like, well, a max, Michael. Like, she's a max player. That's what we're looking for. Yeah, I guess we could do that.
All right, bro. Like, you gotta be kidding me, man. All right, man.
That was my first interaction
and,
with him.
And that's the owner of the
That's the owner of the Chicago Sky. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Clayton Kershaw announced his retirement today. Once this season is over. He'll be done. He'll make his final regular season start on Friday for the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium.
Good riddance. No, I'm just messing with you. He's a legend. One of the great pitchers we've ever seen, man. And
one of the most unique
side stories,
hiccups, yeah. Like yips, like hitches. Is it fair to say sports history? Like, was
they
there
would
ever
it, they would compare it to, and I don't remember it like very distinctly. Maybe Kyle does, maybe you do. But Peyton Manning, before he actually won, like, would he not have good playoff games?
I don't know. I felt like he carried the burden of Florida with him. I feel like he carried that with him into the into the NFL, and it became a big game thing. Like, can Peyton win big games? But, like, Kershaw,
it was nothing like this, though.
Because Kershaw was, like, Kershaw, inarguably the best, or certainly one of the best at his craft, unquestionable, for a very, very long time. But he had this bizarre record in the playoffs where he just didn't look like the same guy.
No. It was literally a season. It was like Kershaw playoff Kershaw season.
Right. Yeah, right.
He would just get lit
James
up.
James Harden, yeah.
Yeah, he would get lit up in these playoffs. And it was really crazy to see, even for somebody who always rooted for the Dodgers to lose and had a lot of fun with the memes and everything when Kershaw would fail in the playoffs. It was still bizarre. I always thought, it's not going to happen again. He's Clayton Kershaw. You know what I mean? Like, I know this has been the joke, but nah, he's going dead all that now because he's one of the best we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, damn near every time, it would happen.
Yeah. Yep.
I remember when, we all know Madison Bumgarner, 2014 World Series. He pitches 5 shutout innings in relief in Game 7 to bring the Giants their third world title in 6 years. And just one of the great World Series performances of all time. I remember Kershaw pitched in a Game 4 in the NLDS, got the win. They were playing against the Nationals, and he came in Game 5 and got the final 2 outs of that game to win that series.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, Kershaw, he's doing the same things Bumgarner's doing out here. No. As my partner would say, sweetie, no. This guy got 2 outs. He faced 2 batters. This guy went 6 innings in the World Series. Stop. But
do you know what Kershaw's playoff record is?
I'm going to say 7-13.
It's not that, but you're sort of close. I want to make sure I got this overview. Baseball Reference is a little bit harder to navigate than, oh, here we go. Hang on one second. I have the number. I just want to make sure I got it. I got it right. And I didn't. I had the wrong number. All right. So here we go. His number is, his record in the postseason is, maybe I don't know how to read baseball stats. Okay, so I think my original number was correct. It's 13-13.
Ah, gotcha.
So you were
ERA,
pretty close. ERA
4.74.
It was very close. It was 4.39.
Oh, wow.
4.49. Excuse me. 4.49.
Okay.
Wow, your Kershaw numbers are on point. But for context,
much?
I point that out. I point that out because his 18-year career is 222-96. You go from a win percentage of 698 to 500.
Wow.
You essentially have a win percentage of 700 and a win percentage of 500 in the postseason.
What's that? What's the regular season ERA? It's probably in the twos. I'm going to guess again, 293. No,
that's ERA 293, 254. Hmm. 254.
They give up 2 runs more in the playoffs. Man,
what a career he had.
Nah, he's one of the best. I'm trying
multiple 20 win seasons.
I'm trying to think, and I want to make sure I have my timelines right. man, I want to make sure I'm not forgetting anybody. He's the best pitcher of the 2000s. I look at Pedro. Yeah, I look at Pedro as being a 90s pitcher.
Is Verlander in the conversation?
He is.
But by the way, talk about this different dynamics. Verlander, what, 43, 4?
Yeah,
he wants to play next year. He's, despite the fact he went 0 in life.
Yeah.
He's pitching well now.
And a guy went 0 in life with like a 1.1 ERA.
Yeah, right, right.
Damn, Giants couldn't get him no wins.
He's like, yeah, I want to pitch next year.
I'd bring him back. He pitched really well as the season went along this year. Really well. I'd bring him back if I was the Giants. Give him another 1-year deal.
Drew Down, what a great tribute note. Did anyone know he grew up with Matt Stafford? Has anyone heard this before?
Kershaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever heard this story before? You've never heard. It's crazy.
What's next? Ryan Fitzpatrick crazy. Went to Harvard?
No. Stop it. That's impossible.
I think it's for Kershaw and Verlander. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else. I hope I'm not. But in the 2000s, I mean, those were the ones. Those, I know Scherzer might be there.
Mm. Scherzer's definitely there.
Scherzer's there for sure.
Yeah. But did you ever
Although
think
he's Scherzer more of a 2010s was, guy for me.
Did you ever think Scherzer was better than Kershaw? I didn't.
Probably not.
Yeah, I didn't. Kershaw was, he was the best to me. He was the best. He did for a long time too.
That's it. A 2.54 ERA over what is it? 18 years. Mm. That's crazy.
Is Randy Johnson a 2000s pitcher or a 90s pitcher?
I got him in the 90s.
Yeah, he's 90s.
David Wells, 90s or 2000s?
90s.
They're not even on the 90s list though.
Really?
Like salute to David Wells, but
okay.
Yeah.
There's levels to this.
I'd put Andy Pettit ahead of David Wells. So I asked the question, was Peyton that way?
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at his playoffs before the mm-hmm. championship.
Mm-hmm.
Played one game, no touchdowns. Another game, one touchdown. Can I get to the interceptions? Yeah, no picks. Another year he played one game, no touchdowns, two picks. That's three straight playoffs where it's like, yo, what's up with this dude? Then he goes crazy. I don't even remember this. Goes crazy in 2003. Nine mm-hmm. touchdowns in three games. They don't win a championship. I think that's probably one of those.
To the Patriots?
Yeah, probably one of those Brady losses. The next year, four in two games, four touchdowns, two interceptions. In 05, one game, one touchdown, no interceptions. And then he wins four games in 2006 to this is funny. This is actually funny. In 2006, he wins the championship. Three touchdowns, seven picks. But he wins the championship, so it's all good.
Oh, my.
Seven interceptions in four games.
Mm. Mm.
So, yeah, I don't think he was necessarily a Kershaw, but maybe it was just specific to the Patriots when they're like, hey, he can't get past the Patriots. And to your earlier point, they would say that was the NFL version of Florida for him. He couldn't get past those guys.
He threw three interceptions in a win versus Kansas City. He threw zero touchdowns and two interceptions in a 15-6 win at Baltimore. Mm-hmm. One touchdown, one interception, was 27-47 in that wild 38-34 win against the Patriots. And, of course, they go on to beat Chicago.
And the one pass was to – it wasn't Jeff Saturday, was it? It was the lineman, though, right? Was the pass to the lineman? Or did he like get a fumble
what pass?
Or something? Peyton's touchdown pass in that AFC championship.
Oh, the touchdown pass. I don't remember who he threw the touchdown pass to. Was it Saturday? All I think about with Jeff Saturday is, we'll call the effing plays, Jeff.
I don't think it was.
You block.
I don't think it was Saturday because wasn't Saturday a center?
Saturday was the center. So yeah.
It wasn't Saturday, but I think he threw it to.
I think in the Pro Bowl they let Jeff like switch sides or something. Was he Rodgers? Did he go to Green Bay?
No, he went to.
It was another top.
It might have been Green Bay.
It was. Yeah, it was definitely another top quarterback.
Mm. Green Bay. And, yeah, now that you say that, Green Bay sounds right.
But in the Pro Bowl, he was going to retire. Mm-hmm. They let him go play for the AFC so he could snap the ball to Peyton one more time and
Kyle says done. It was Klecko who caught the pass in the an AFC championship.
I got his jersey. I should have known that. The great Klecko.
The Klecko authentic? Is it an authentic?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. Like, come on. What do you think this is?
That's the guy who bought the Barry Bonds home run ball and put the asterisk on it, right? Mark Klecko?
Remember that. What ball did they blow
up? Who blew it up?
Was it Bonds or
Klecko?
Then he played like 1.2 or something to blow the ball up.
Did you? Okay.
Like an idiot.
It was, yeah. Oh, it was Mark. What? Wait, wasn't it Mark Echo? Designer?
That was the joke.
Okay, that was it. Was the, it's, but Echo is the designer. Oh, okay. Yeah, over my head.
It was not under. It was on the ground. It rolled past.
But it was Mark Echo, the designer.
Yes.
I asked you, did you watch by any chance the Charlie Sheen documentary on
Netflix? I'm so happy you didn't ask me if I used to wear Echo. That was such a nice thing for you not to ask me.
That's not a question I needed to ask you.
I didn't.
Get a clue.
I didn't get a clue.
Yeah, I promise you that is not something I needed to ask you.
I didn't.
So there's this.
I have not watched that.
I told KC in the chatty house, one of my favorite things that I learned in that documentary was how much Charlie Sheen loved baseball. And given that one of his most iconic characters is a baseball player, like, that's pretty cool. But I think it's Denise Richards. He talks about his first date with Denise Richards, and he's like, yeah, like, I really want to spend time with you, but look, Barry Bonds is at 69 home runs right now, and like, I think he's gonna hit 70. Like, I really want to see this. And she's like, oh yeah, cool, like, I'll come over and we can watch the game together. And so his first date with Denise Richards is watching the Giants game where Barry Bonds does, in fact, hit home run number 70.
That's crazy.
And ignores his son at home plate.
Did he ignore his son there or 71?
What was the record?
71 was the record. 70 he hit in Houston.
Then it was, 71 then. Because he ignored his son on the record-breaking home run. And I think they had a little fun with history because they showed the record-breaking home run where he's pointing like this and his son is like this and he's pointing up, you know, talking to his dad or whatever. And then finally acknowledges his son.
I think he did that. And
please don't say he did it twice.
I think he did it in 756.
Oh, okay.
I think that's when he ignored. Now I gotta see this.
Just wanted to celebrate with his dad.
Barry's like, I'd like to thank God first and foremost. I want to thank my dad watching over me. Couldn't do this without you. I want to thank my godfather Willie Mays, who is such an influence on me and my life. And his kid's like me. And he's like, I'd like to thank my teammates. My organization.
My publicist.
You fans.
My agent.
Each and every one of you, not you. In the building. Each and every one of you, not you, kid. In the building.
No, it was 756 because he got mobbed at home plate on 71. 756. That's what he wanted.
71 home runs. Cal Raleigh has 56.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. He would have to fit 15 more home runs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is insane.
Which he might.
I remember being, I wouldn't put it past him. I saw him hit two in one day. Did you hear that story?
Boy, is he coming to Sacramento? That's your guy. He hit 15 if he gets to Sacramento.
Yeah, it's true. It ends with a series against the A's. He might be able to get it done. what's the kid's name? Poor
is
young
it Noah?
Man.
Poor little Barry Bonds kid.
man.
Oh, man. Poor kid.
Hitting 71 is incredible, but I was glued to every second.
Oh, yeah.
Every second of Barry Bonds chasing that, chasing 70, 756. Like, I was, like, I had never watched more baseball in my life. Even when I was a kid and I loved it, I never watched more baseball in my life than I did when Barry was chasing that record.
This might be one of those things that happened once and I'm remembering it happening way more times than it did, but I seem to remember the Giants losing like every game that Barry Bonds had a big home run in. Is that a thing I'm making up?
I don't remember.
They definitely lost 71 and 72 because they were eliminated in that game. So I definitely remember that. 756, they were garbage, so who knows? 7, maybe so. I definitely know 71 and 72, they got eliminated by the Dodgers.
Because he hit two in that game against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. That was 71 and 72. They lost 11-10. Oh, and then they won. They beat the Dodgers 2-1.
The next day?
A couple days later.
Yeah, 73 when it was over. Bonds wasn't even going to play that day.
Yeah, he pinch hit and got a hit. In the next day after breaking the record. Yeah.
What was it, 756 that they started holding him out? Like, he didn't play on the road on trying probably to get to 756?
That sounds right.
Yeah. I saw Bonds' last game in AT&T Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's when I made the trek to San Francisco to go to that game. And on my way back, I got a speeding ticket in Dixon.
Oh, Dixon. That's the point where it's like, I'm almost home. Like, I'm almost there.
Let me just push through. No.
Dixon is either 10 miles away or 1,000 miles away.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you.
It's great. From here, it's 1,000.
It's a great dispensary in Dixon, though.
Oh, very nice. Okay, I'll bite. How?
Because I had plans in the Bay Area one night.
Yep.
And drove through Dixon to get there, but I needed to stock up. Mm. And so you just hit Google real quick, and oh, it's right there off of 80.
Okay.
And then that just became because I go in and all. Oh, that's what it was. I was doing my tattoo, which is in Martinez. So I tried to take 80 down there and I needed to restock. And so the dispensaries weren't going to be open after I got done with my tattoo. So
yeah. You
got to go beforehand and just stop in Dixon real quick.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's my spot. Shout out. I think it's Club 420.
That's the name of it?
I think so.
Very good. By the way, Matt George isn't with us today because he's getting a tattoo.
Oh.
And stopping at Club 420.
What? Can you imagine Matt George taking an edible?
No. I don't want that in my life at all. That's okay.
I can't even fathom what Matt George on an edible would be like.
Yeah, no, I don't want any of that smoke.
I see what you did there.
Look at that boy.
Don't wasn't want on any purpose. Of that smoke.
Yeah,
he's like that.
Pun intended, actually.
He is like that.
That's very good. What do we think Matt's getting a tattoo of? Is he adding to the Lord of the Rings collection?
Yeah, for sure.
He's getting where they're... You know, all the horses and the people are going up the hill, like that picture he has in his...
He already got that.
Oh, yeah, isn't that on his arm?
That's what he already has.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's on his arm. There's something on his arm. Like, yeah, I think all of his tattoos are related to
it's his background in all of his videos.
On his arm?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always get I always think of Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings as the same thing.
Not even close.
You
that's
sounded
like,
offended.
That's like, I always think of the 49ers and the Giants as the same thing.
They play in the same city.
Clean it up, man.
Not really. It's
outrageous.
They don't play in the same city.
It's not even close to the same.
Go ahead.
I was my cousin Brooke, Brookie Brooks.
Brookie Brooks.
She's a Harry Potter historian.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Brookie Brooks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's just not my genre.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's just fine. Like no Lord of the Rings, no Harry Potter, no Game of Thrones. None of that stuff interests me at all.
Fantasy is not your genre. That's fine.
It's not. Yeah, that's it. That's it. At least not that kind of fantasy. With 18 different bars and restaurants to choose from.
There's a name for the other type.
Yeah, but that has a stigma to it.
Do the thing.
I'm trying.
I'm trying, Jennifer.
With 18 different bars and restaurants to choose from, Sky River Casino has something for everyone, from casual bites in the market, which we love, which I stopped at on Monday, to fine dining at SR Prime and Dragon Bro, both of which I love. You'll experience a taste on a whole new level. Visit skyriver.com to see all their special menus and hours. That doesn't even include 32 Brew Street, where we were past this last weekend. That doesn't even include all of the fun on the tables and the slot machines. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play, with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. And Matt, you're going to have to hang on a second, because Matt George is on hold.
Wait, what?
And he's going to, we're going to
find out. Are we live from the tattoo parlor?
We might be. Matt, hang on.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't you go anywhere, folks. We got to take a commercial break. We'll keep the cameras rolling here. On Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
I'm not sure, but Matt George might be live from the tattoo chair. I'm not sure. 916-909-1320. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Matt, we were speculating on what type of tattoo you were getting.
Well, before we get to that, and no, I'm not in the chair yet. I'm moseying along. I'm driving to the tattoo parlor, listening to my second favorite radio show, oh, D'Lo and KC.
My man.
Number one being the insider.
Yeah, big Grant Napier fan over here.
What? Oh, that's a great show on. Where is it on? I don't know.
Hashtag dominate.
Anyway, I'm moseying along, and I hear this irresponsible comment about me partaking in some recreational activity. And let me tell you something. I don't want to die,
So, oh, yes.
I'm not trying
That's
to, like...
That's a phenomenal callback.
That is wow. That is incredible. Wow. That
you know, is... overdoses are a serious issue.
Yep. Oh, wow. This is great.
I believe bad strands were the term that you once used.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, look.
You've grown up so
you
much.
You never know. All right? So proud I've of heard. You. I've heard things on the streets. The yeah. streets, right?
Yeah. Matt's but, really tapped in I'm, with the streets.
I am. I am on... In fact, a new ABC 10 segment, Matt George on the streets.
Yeah, there you go.
But I am getting the coolest tattoo you may have, getting the map of Middle Earth from Lord of the Rings up my arm. So if you could hold back on your compliments, I would really appreciate it until the final product is there. And yes, Damien, anytime you want, we'll watch Lord of the Rings together. You just say the word, all right?
Can you said map of the Earth?
No, the map of Middle Earth.
Map
God,
of
his tattoo is going to be mid.
Middle.
It's, okay. No, it's called Middle. God.
No, I understand. I just wanted to look it up to see what it looks
yeah,
like.
I want
to
see it too.
And I see it, and I don't understand what you're doing.
Map.
But
it's
I
a map. Wait.
No, I get it. Like
he's Map George.
Map George. God, you're on a roll.
I'm killing it.
God damn it.
Map of
I'm
Middle
Earth.
Hey, take a lap, pal.
Oh man. Well, all right. Well, have fun. I mean, are you going to post updates or do we just have to wait to see it Media Day?
Do you want a play by play? I can give you just you, no one else. I'll
no,
just
I,
d- you...
I don't want that. I just yeah. I don't okay. want that. I don't want that.
Every 20 minutes, you're getting an update text. Just so you know,
Matt came over to my
you
house.
You opened this can of worms
for like a month and just like roasted me for 4 hours to like my whole family. Like this is the world I live in. Like Matt George just shows up at my house, does like a stand up routine, and then goes, "I'll see you later."
Matt Chappelle.
Well, I mean, I actually did show up to the Barling Manor not too long ago, and I got lost. There's so many rooms. It's right. like a Buca de Beppo.
That sounds about right.
It's like a Buca de Beppo is the whitest thing anyone's ever said on this radio station.
Certainly,
and
this
I host
radio
the show.
Show
with James Hamm. Are we done with Matt?
Yeah, we appreciate
Goodbye,
you, Matt. Good luck,
Bye.
Man. Thanks, Matt.
See you, Matt.
Matt is funny as hell.
It was like a Buca de Beppo.
That callback to weed killing you is hilarious because I think it was Zach Randolph. Remember when Zach
yes.
Randolph
was at like a party?
Yeah, he was yes. playing like Robin Hood with weed, and he was just giving it to people.
Yes.
He had that backpack full of weed. He was just yes. like,
what? What?
That was.
Yeah.
That happened.
He was a king at the time.
That happened while I was training to take Matt's spot before he moved to a different area of the station we used
right.
to work at.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the studio that day when he said that. It was like. I was going to make a joke about it earlier, but I was like, I don't want to bring up old stuff. Like, we're
yeah.
past that.
Yeah.
But then Matt flew in, and that was great.
Yeah, Matt will That's be quick to, quick to point out his shortcomings in the past, but he went on this super, like, anti-drug rant, and he got destroyed for it. he got shredded, and it got so bad, he was just like, my bad. So, like, oops.
So
it's like, damn.
Wait, you just,
when you're right, you're right.
He was just talking to his peers about like say no to drugs.
His peers?
Yeah.
No, he was on the radio.
Oh, he was on the radio.
No,
I thought,
he. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, people heard it.
Oh,
he did a whole weed kills thing on the radio.
He did.
My guy tried to have a dare class.
It could not
on the
have
Carmichael
gone
Dave show.
Worse. It could not have gone worse for my man.
It's pretty rare that Dave doesn't have anything to say. And Matt said that, and he was like, ah.
Matt said, there's no hope with dope.
Matt said, I'm straight edge. Oh, so good. I've seen Dave speechless twice. The other one was someone was popping off on his show about you, and Dave just pushed away from the desk, looked right at the camera, and went.
Recently?
No.
Oh.
No. This was when Lil Buddy was trying to make a name for himself.
Wait a minute.
No, you remember. Yeah, no, nah, I think it was
It was when you were courtside. That's right.
It was when you were courtside at Shea Stadium. Yeah. Getting called out by Luka Doncic.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah,
that was nuts.
That was crazy. All right.
I don't even know how I would have reacted to that. Had Luka Doncic called me out my name like that, I don't know how I would have felt.
Bro, the drinks are free. I didn't care.
Well, okay, good point.
I was like, damn, he said that? That's crazy. Reach under my seat, get my drink out.
I know what I would have said.
Yeah. All right, man. All right.
Somebody got to text me, but I don't remember what happened. I don't remember why that elicited a reaction.
You can do it. It's your show.
Well, no, I don't Kyle was talking about being courtside at the Warriors game, mm-hmm. at the Chase Center.
Mm-hmm. And like that.
I'm still not clear why little buddy brought it up.
I was trying to figure
and out. Felt the need to reference it.
Because I think he was saying, because he was still new to the market at that time. And so he was saying that if he had done what I did, mm-hmm. he would have gotten dragged for it.
I see.
Okay. Specifically by the chatty house.
I see.
And so he's like, if I did that, and it's but come on.
You're not Kyle Madsen.
Brother, I've been here since 2011. What are we doing?
And Dave literally just goes, yeah. Text me immediately afterwards. I had no part of that.
Swear to God, my hands are clean,
on this one. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Shout out, Matt George. Good luck with your tattoo.
Yeah, man. We want to see it when it's done. We don't need the updates. Just when it's done, we want to see it.
I'm glad Kyle's here. I love talking 49ers stuff with Kyle. I'm glad Kyle works here. We talk 49ers all year long.
Absolutely.
We talked to start this show about the 49ers, about the West, excuse me. It wasn't really to start the show. It was just at some point in the last 2 hours. We talked about the 49ers, the AFC West mm-hmm. being, or excuse me, the NFC West being wide open. I think you said, as you phrased it as an overreaction, NFC West, best division in football. Mm-hmm. If the 49ers won this division with, we don't know if Brock Purdy's going to play on Sunday. It certainly sounds like there's a chance he's going to play. We've already seen Mac Jones play a game. You've got a pretty young defense here. You got an older Christian McCaffrey. You don't have any Deebo Samuel. You got Brandon Ayuk, who was slotted to be your number one wide receiver on the injured list. You dealt with the Juwan Jennings situation. You got an older version of Trent Williams. Got an older version of George Kittle. Then you got, again, you got that defense kind of being pulled together by Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, and those young guys. Mm-hmm. All of those things in play. You got what looks to be, at least 2 weeks into the season, a pretty good Cardinals team. I'm of the belief that Seattle is a solid football team. I don't know in relation to what they were last year, what they are this year, but we'll find out in time. And then you got the Rams, who just to me go as Matt Stafford goes. If Matt Stafford's healthy, clearly that's going to be a good football team. If the 49ers won that division, could Kyle Shanahan finally win Coach of the Year?
It's a good question. I'm going to say no, and simply because I believe there will be other stories and teams that will get the credit. Two off the top of my head is if the Colts make the playoffs or if the Chargers win the West.
Okay. Jim Harbaugh winning coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pitching of the year. Okay.
Or Matt LaFleur might finally. Does Matt LaFleur have one? I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
And if they're 14-3, they might give it to him.
That's it.
That's literally his record every year.
Yeah.
If the 49ers go 14-3 and are the one seed, that's what I think it's going to take for Kyle Shanahan to get there.
They were, you're right, but we've seen that world before. They passed them up for Daboll.
Yeah, but I think there was, they went 6-11 last year. And this year it was like, oh, look at all the talent they lost. Look at all the 49ers are rebuilding. If they have that offseason, again, narratives, if they have that narrative about their offseason, and then they go, again, I don't think they will, so spare me. Mm-hmm. But if they go 14-3, they're the number one seed after losing what everybody thinks was their entire roster this offseason. Mm-hmm. I think he's in the mix.
Kyle, you're,
I feel like he's just perpetually disqualified.
Kyle is right. Kyle makes perfect sense. But we've almost seen Kyle Shanahan in every situation. What happened the year? What did they win? 14 straight games? He lost both starting quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy comes in. They win like 14 straight. He don't get it then. They dominate the following year. In that case, I think they won 8 or 9 straight games in the regular season as well. They don't get it then. Mm-hmm. He didn't get it in 2019 when he was the new guy on the block with a dominant 49ers team. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to take, Kyle.
Matt LaFleur, 13-3, 13-3, 13-4, 8-9, 9-8, 11-6. He's 2-0 now. 13-3, 13-3, 13-4. Didn't win coach of the year.
Oof. Yeah.
First in the North, all three of those didn't win. Lost in the – obviously, you don't know this at the time. Lost in the NFC Championship twice. Lost in the divisional rounds. Lost 2 times to the San Francisco 49ers. Lost to the eventual Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think if there's – I want to say if there's somebody equal, but we've seen somebody with a lesser resume and record be Kyle Shanahan. But I who's the favorite right now? Because I would say the favorite is Jim Harbaugh. For coach of the year.
Even nice. Having one right now is ridiculous, but I get that that's how.
Well, they got a favorite gotta be for MVP. Like a betting favorite.
Probably. Like
Shane Steichen is probably the if we're doing 2 weeks.
It's the Valkyries head coach, right? Like, oh, we didn't expect. It's Daboll. Oh, we can't believe this. He took Daniel Jones and he
went 9-7.
Do they have odds?
Right. Like, yeah.
Is he the betting favorite?
NFL,
I always go back to this as Kyle looks that up when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. When you talk about the absolute best of the best, to me, it's Andy Reid. It's Kyle Shanahan. Andy Reid has one coach of the year, man. And it was 23 years ago. Mm. He has never won it with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he last won it 23 years ago.
Jeez.
Okay, so I have the odds here. I don't think these have been updated, but these were the opening odds. Ben Johnson was the favorite, followed by Mike Vrabel, followed by Liam Cohen, followed by Kellen Moore. So that's four coaches taking over bad teams. Those are new coaches.
Liam Cohen already getting yelled at.
Those are those are four coaches with new teams. You overachieve as a new coach, you're going to win it.
Sure.
Then it's Jim Harbaugh, then Pete Carroll. They're tied. Then Sean Payton, then Kyle Shanahan. Sneaky name that I want to keep in mind is Todd Bowles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If the Buccaneers go like 12-5 mm-hmm. or 13-4, I don't know why Todd Bowles couldn't get some Coach of the Year love.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni are plus 8,000. Those dudes could go undefeated, and they're not winning that award.
And for two completely different reasons. One reason is like, Andy Reid, it's just what he always does. He has Patrick Mahomes.
Bruh.
And for Sirianni, it's he's not even good.
Bro.
What does he do here?
We won't give you that.
By the way, not good. If Jim Harbaugh wins, it would be his second. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan, zero.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid, one.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Stefanski, two.
Really?
Kevin Stefanski.
What years did he win?
Won Coach of the Year in 2020 when the Browns went 11-5. He won Coach of the Year in 2023 when the Browns went 11-6.
And that was Flacco.
Yeah.
Deshaun gets hurt.
Yeah, that was the year. Yeah, six starts from Deshaun Watson, two from PJ Walker, three from Dorian Thompson Robinson. Jeez.
Hell, even Sean McVay only has one.
Jeff Driscoll started a game for the Browns Driscoll. That year.
That's not
and
true.
Those
he died.
Dudes, and oh. Those dudes went 11-6.
Man.
That's a good-ass coaching job. Salute.
Amazingly, Bill Belichick has three. Bruce Arians has two. He won those with two different teams. Ron Rivera has two. Mm. For God's sakes, Jason Garrett won Coach of the Year.
For what?
Coaching.
He coached Jerry paid for that one.
Well, he might have. He might have. He coached the Cowboys to a 13-3 record in 2016. They gave him the Coach of the Year.
He said, Jason Garrett's the Coach of the Year.
That's stupid.
Looked at Peter King and said that.
Peter King was like, you got it, man. There aren't a lot of repeat coaches of the year.
Like back-to-back?
No, like multi-time winners. Like I see Parcells has two. I've mentioned all the other guys. Like Mike Ditka has two. Joe Gibbs has two. Chuck Knox has three.
It's just
Shula has four.
It's just such a specific set of things that needs to happen. Because it's not just coach of the best team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coach of the team who like overachieved the most. But you can't overachieve like everybody thought you'd win four and you won nine. You have to overachieve like everybody thought you'd win eight and you won 14. There's just a really hard lane to fit in.
Tom Landry only won it once.
Yeah, he didn't know people's names.
Oh, that's true.
What did he call him? This he called him Matthew Irvin or what?
No, it was like Marshall. I think it was Marshall Irvin or something. It was rough. Yeah, we just drafted Marshall Irvin. It's like, oh, God, sir. Sir, no. No. So we landed on he'd have, like, win the division, 14-3. Maybe Kyle Shanahan could be Coach of the Year. Maybe.
Yes.
Man, it sounds crazy. I feel like at this point, I can't see a scenario where they give him Coach of the Year. Because he's been in every situation and he ain't got it.
The Dable one is egregious.
That was crazy.
That's so bad. So bad.
That like, was crazy.
Brian Dable won that award because of his work as the Bills offensive coordinator. Like that was a reputation. Like, wow, look at what he did. Wow, and he got Daniel Jones to the playoffs. What a coach.
And won a game too. They beat Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm.
That game cost me so much money.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I booked flights to Disney World, and I didn't know what the playoff schedule was going to be, so I just had to wing it and guess. If the Vikings had won that game, my flights would have been good. But because they lost that game, the Niners played on the Saturday when I was supposed to fly back, so I had to pay to move my flights back.
Oh, my gosh.
Just brutal. Just brutal.
Poor Kyle.
Yes, bad beat by me.
Is Disneyland Paris like something you want to do? Is one of the international...
That's weird. Literally, we started yesterday planning a trip to do that.
Oh.
FYI, I'm going on vacation in July.
All right. I'll add that to the calendar. So, okay, that's the thing, because I know some people aren't really into the international, like the Disneyland
people.
Oh,
no, dog, I
want
to go to all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, good for you. Well, we're rooting that for you. Okay, so we have an actual discussion to be had about Kyle Shanahan potentially winning Coach of the Year. Okay, we see what that would take. What about the 0-2 teams? You know, I saw ESPN wrote an article about this this morning. What 0-2 teams could kind of get themselves together and make the playoffs? Now, it feels like there's an obvious one, but I don't know that it's that obvious. I think it is. I don't think you do, but the Chiefs right now are 0-2.
That's the obvious one. That's the one I would pick.
Would you?
Yeah, okay. I don't think they will, but you said who's the most likely. Now, it's actually...
It might be another one. It might be another one.
Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Houston
might
have...
I need to factor into the division, into that conversation.
Absolutely. They might have the better chance to do that. Look, Kansas City. This is the game of the season so far on Sunday. You lose this game somehow, some way. Stick a fork in them. They got the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Stick a fork in them if they can't beat the Giants. It's in New York or it's in New Jersey, in the New Meadowlands. But come on. You should be 1-2 after Sunday. And if you can't find a way to get that game, you fall to 0-3 and you fall to 0-3 by losing to the Giants, it's a wrap. But I think those two teams, the Chiefs and the Texans, are two teams that could potentially turn their season around at 0-2.
Yeah, I tried to be creative and find like some other teams out there. Like we've got Miami tonight against Buffalo. Like I don't think that's possible. Yeah. Like in like now you're talking about they're going to go into Buffalo and beat Buffalo in a short week because you're talking about because if they don't now you're talking about 0-3, and I don't see them being 1-2 at the end of tonight. Like this is a. You know, we were doing the, you know, Kyle presented this earlier with, you know, basketball, the championship or bust thing. The Buffalo Bills are championship or bust. There is no scenario where this season is successful for the Buffalo Bills outside of the Super Bowl. And I don't think they're going to get tripped up by a team like Miami that is very. Too much could be made of this. Miami had a players-only meeting.
Week one.
Like, and I believe the verbiage was, oh, yeah, wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page. After the first game?
So you played one game.
You weren't sure if your roster was on the same page after the first game? So, yeah, hard for me to see that team going into Buffalo on a short week, beating the Bills. Right. That's an 0-3 team, not an 0-2 team, in my estimation. And probably another one that people would like to have a discussion about. I'm not interested. Maybe you could talk to KC about it. It's Chicago.
Discussion about what? Discussion about their plans to not build the stadium downtown or something like that? You can't be talking about the team. You can't be talking about the actual season.
No,
there's no discussion about them going 0-2 and turning it into. No.
I'm with you.
Speaking of stadium, shout out to DC. That's a cool story. I can't wait to see that being
that
finished.
The stadium is going downtown.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson, 0-2, is a head coach, the guy that everybody wanted the 49ers to hire and fire Kyle Shanahan to hire.
That's what I don't remember if it
just
I don't,
throwing that out there.
I think it was yesterday. People love the unknown. They would rather the shot in the dark thing than like, no, Kyle's a good coach. He's a really good coach. One of his peers, not media, not D'Lo and KC, Kyle Madsen, not Niners Wire. His peers say he's the best play caller in the NFL. And part of the reason for that is he understands defenses better than any other play caller in the NFL.
Yes.
But no, let's go hire the guy who's never been a coach before. But no, there's the... Well, I love my brother. Let's go get Rex Ryan. He's a leader of men.
Well, don't forget, I mean, Kyle's not really doing it. It was Mike McDaniels. It was really the brains.
Obviously.
Really the brains.
And that is really showing itself in Miami.
It's okay. It's okay to say he's a good coach. You don't have to think he's the best. You don't have to think that he's without flaws. It's fine. But it's okay to be like, nah, that guy, he's a good coach.
Ooh. Just saw the Monday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's up.
Oh, my God. It's Lions at Ravens.
It's up.
It is Lions at Ravens on Monday night.
Lions going to 1-2.
Say, anyone else feel like the Ravens are about to boat race those dudes?
I'm not out on Detroit, but I'm on my way to the exit.
There is an argument the Ravens are the best team in football.
They are 4 minutes away from having blown out the Bills in Buffalo.
That's accurate.
If they had done that, there would be no question.
There's an argument. You might lose the argument, but you can have it because Buffalo's 2-0, and they beat them. But you can absolutely have the argument, and that's a team that put up like we did the 1-1 things. That was a team where it's like, we're not doing this with Baltimore. They scored 40 in both. And one of them was against Buffalo. And as Kyle just pointed out right there, they had a bad 4 minutes. We'll step out. We'll come back. Pablo dropped part 4. I love what Trey Young did. And Coach Brendan Marion, Sac State head coach, will be with us coming up here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
My good friends at Jiffy Lube have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.